Okay, we're ready. Right. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 20th of June. Coming clean again. Scott and I are recording this on Saturday evening. We've just after the Germany Portugal game has finished. Six goal thriller. Cracking game. Obviously, France held by Hungary has opened that game right up. Morning, Scott. There we go.
Evening, morning, Ian.
How are you? You
Yeah, always a pleasure to be on board with your good self, Ian. And how about yourself?
yeah, well, we're gonna have a slightly different podcast. It actually falls in nicely to sort of the theme of the one after I'd had my Southgate rant, and I talked about the Scots meeting the Scottish pair, Nick and Claire,
Oh, yeah.
and Claire basically telling me I talk a load of bollocks. Which I think a few people on Twitter seem to back up, and which I actually agree with myself. A lot of the time, I do just talk a load of bollocks. But as I've always said, I think there's a few nuggets in there.
It's
And
entertaining.
when we finished this morning, I just did a quick few emails, and one caught my eye. I thought I'll just read that. And I'm gonna, I'll talk about it in a minute. I had another email from a Scottish guy. Where I'd offered the 10 free places.
Oh, yeah.
I had an email from a Scottish guy saying basically I should do the honourable thing and offer, give the Scots five free places as they managed to get a draw.
Oh, even though they didn't do what you said they had to do, yeah.
And he asked me, does that result make England shite too? And I said, well, I always thought England was shite.
Yeah.
And no, you're not having your five free places.
Oh, good.
I will do a competition for the jocks on Tuesday. I'll put up another opportunity, not to get 5 years free for 10 people, but I will put up a couple of ultimate places for Scots only, based on the Scotland Croatia game, and I'll have another for anybody.
That's amazingly fair.
But I'm going to move on to this other email now, and I'm going to tell you now, I almost did this on my own today because I'm going to get very emotional with this. Where you saw me rant earlier, Scott, I'm going to struggle to hold myself together through this one.
I'm almost glad I'm here with you then.
I started this pod, as I've said many times, I started it, I think it was January 2019. I've done over 800. And I started it firstly just as a wanted to see if I could do a podcast. I'd talked about it with a guy called Cav who helped me out before. All sort of stemmed from a day with Chrissy spreadsheets where Cav and I were arguing about football. And Chrissy said, you should do a podcast. Cav, because he's got a couple of twins, autistic twins, he moved on. So I just thought, well, I'm going to give it a go on my own. So it sort of became something. I didn't have any plans for it at that time. It just became something that I did. And I did it through 2019 into 2020 and missed a day. And then obviously COVID struck.
Yeah.
And I had been thinking I shouldn't do it every day. When I went to America and I was running around trying to do it every day and doing it in a train in Japan,
That was crazy.
I thought it was a bit mad. And I thought I've got to try and get out of this. But when COVID came, I kind of felt that there were some people who really did enjoy it and helped it. And it was good for me. I've always used it as a bit of
Yeah.
therapy for myself to, I am a pretty open book. But one guy's emailed me this morning, and for his, I'm not going to say where he's from, I'm not going to give his name, and that's at his request, which will become clear when I read it. But he emailed me, and I got this morning. He actually sent it yesterday, but I only saw it this morning. And he's put, I know you don't, Ian. Hi, Ian. I know you don't know me as we've never met. However, I've listened to your pods almost since the beginning, and I just wanted to drop you a quick message as I know how busy you are. I've been an Ultimate member for the last 2 years. Can't believe how in depth it was. Truly incredible. First season, I took it steady. It was something new to me, fixed odds betting and relying on trends and data. And I was getting my mindset right to cope with losses using my bank properly. Last season, I continued with what I have been doing. Obviously, with COVID, there were some heavy downturns, and at one stage, I'd wiped out my previous season's profit and then some, but I stayed with it, and I ended up with just over 3 points profit by the end of the season. After reading what others had done, I was so pleased to come out with a profit and proud I stuck with it. I didn't let the fear win and believed in the process. So all that, brilliant. I'm reading that this morning. I thought, that's fantastic. You know, could have walked away, given it up. The email really is nothing about betting. He then goes on to say, however, this isn't the reason I'm writing to you. I've debated writing this email to you for some time, but I felt it was important to tell you what an impact you've had on my life. I'm writing to tell you that your podcast during lockdown may have saved my life. For many years, I've been on the end of receiving domestic abuse. I won't go into details, but a stabbing, being kicked down the stairs is for starters. And as you can imagine, it's been nasty stuff. As a man, I found it very hard to speak out about what this was to anyone, especially as the lady in, he's put in exclamation marks or whatever they're called, speech marks, in question was quite petite. And there seems very little help directed towards men, even though I've since discovered that 42% of all assaults are women on men. Your podcast kept me going, especially mindset. Although it was aimed at gambling, although you mentioned weight loss and smoking, my mind was converting it to my own issues. It started to give me, an inner strength to stand up to it and speak out. After speaking to the police and other authorities, the hardest part was talking to my friends and family I'd hidden it from for so long. I had no idea. Three times today. Your words were echoing around my head and kept me focused, kept me calm, and gave me the courage to progress. Now I'm going through a divorce. Hopefully soon I can carry on building the confidence and self-worth I've lost. I'm enjoying cooking. I've enjoyed your recipes. And I'm working hard to get back to shape. You may have some competition for being Clooney-esque. Sadly, as a result of all this, I'm going to have to pause my trading. I hope to pick up with you again in the future, but I need to make sure my life away from this woman is complete and I stop her from taking everything I've built up over the years and she doesn't start making any claims on future money. It's important to get myself back to being me again.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That shows what a great thing you do.
I've got to pull myself together.
I can totally understand why you feel like that. Did you care about people, and that's why you do it. It's not just for you, it's for other people as well, and it's nice to get vindication, and it's...
I think he goes on to say, thanks me from the bottom of his heart, you've truly saved my life. And when I say nobody is listening, and I wonder if I'm rambling to myself, that there is a chance I may just be helping somebody. And that's it.
One person is all that matters, isn't it?
I've said all along, I've said it many times on here, I get a massive help, massive kick. There's something in me, in my values. I've discussed it with this woman I've spoken to this year about helping people. And all I tried to do with this during that time was keep people going, encourage people to look at themselves. What do you actually want to do? Why do you want to do it? How are you going to do it? Taking the first step, stuff like the slight edge, taking little small steps, doing a little bit, and go from there. The world can be a shit place. We know the world can be a shit place. And there are people in our world, in our cycle, you know, in the betting community, all they're ever doing is just out to have a dig or have a go at you over being it a jealousy or whatever, or just because they're a cock.
And they only care about themselves.
Yeah, and I do enjoy helping people, and it makes me tick. And usually that help involves financial help. You know, there's people I'm very proud of on FTS that I've helped financially, that I've won money for, as I've said, bought houses and this. I've enjoyed that side of it. Without a doubt, but nothing gets close to that email.
No,
and I mean that. I've I've had last minute goals winning me five figures in my life. I've had a privileged life. I've been all around the world, loads of different experiences. A lot of them I've shared on the pod. But nothing comes close to how I felt reading that today.
I'm not surprised.
A guy who's absolutely in real agony. You know, we think, I always say life's in perspective. You know, we think we're having a hard time. There's always somebody worse.
There is.
And knowing, you know, no, and I've only helped him in a small way. Ultimately, he's had to be brave, get up, act himself, and take the steps to get the help that he needs to solve that situation. So at some stage, you know, all I've really done is that he's found the right words in some of the stuff I've said. But it is brilliant. And the reason I've shared it, because I don't know what the listeners are. I do a lot of the time feel I'm rambling to myself. I do know that I talk a load of shit. I do try and keep it humorous at times, and I do share a lot of stuff.
You do.
But if people are having a hard time, you know, if they want to drop me an email to try and help them, I always will. If they want to look at ways, how can they get help, I'll always help them. I know other people who could help them out. You know, Dave's really good at stuff like this as well. Do not hide it, honestly. Don't, whether it's gambling addiction, drinking, getting beaten up, bullying. I mean, I can't bear bullies. It's one of my real things. I cannot stand bullies. Anything like that, please do not keep it to yourself and do it on your own. Let us know, because that's better than any fucking bet. I read that this morning. I couldn't give a shit about the football. I just thought that's just brilliant. So fair play to your son. I hope you're listening today. And fair play, and anybody else, I'm more than happy to help.
Yeah,
but you never.
Well, I am biased, but I speak the truth. And you know, we think you're great. We were working a lot together, as you know, and we're going to a lot more as well. And we think you're fantastic, don't we, G? Fantastic.
It's just been, I mean, that has got me choked right up. I just think it's...
I'm not surprised. I feel a bit emotional just seeing you getting emotional on that, and I can totally understand why.
But it's, as I say, if anybody wants any help, do ask. That's, I've had help in my life. When my didn't talk to my dad and things like that, and my old man went to prison. You do need to talk to people. You can rattle stuff out on your own. It doesn't help. So I'll always listen if somebody wants a bit of help, in aside all the bollocks that I talk there. Right, let's get on. We've only got two games today. I think it goes now, two games kicking off at the same time, and then we've got four games in the week, haven't we? Two at five and two at eight as the groups come to a conclusion. So first up, we have got Italy playing Wales. Whilst they're both at the same time, I say that's the first game I've looked at. Italy may make changes. Chiellini's almost certain out. Going to top the group. Wales are almost certainly through in second or third.
Yeah.
Italy are now unbeaten in 29 games, and their all-time record is 30. So they will match that if they can get through this unbeaten. I do think both teams might make a couple of changes. I think Wales will have an eye on. I'm not sure whether Gareth Bale's got seven straight games in him, whether Wales think, well, we can qualify, but could they rest him against Italy? I've no idea. They certainly won't be able to rest him in the knockouts, I wouldn't think. I can't see Wales winning here. And I just think whatever team Italy play will probably be too good. They will want to get that record. They have scored. I think they've also scored 31 goals now unanswered, which is just phenomenal. I think it's something like 17, 18 hours of football without conceding a goal, which is
unreal.
Just staggering. But I think the overs is a bit big here. I do think Italy will score. So I'm going to play my 1.5. If they get one, I'm safe. Unless it comes late. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes and I use Football 24 for goal timings, I'm going to back over 1.5 goals for 1 point. I shall split my stake in three as usual, 20 minutes, 27 and 35. If a goal goes in between any stakes being matched or when they're all matched, and you can remove liability and leave green, that's what I do. And then the second goal gives you your win. If that goal comes too late, then you can only red, then I just let it go, and hopefully you get two late ones, which sort that out. So that's all I've got for that game. My old fruit, what are you? How do you see it?
Right, okay. As far as Wales, as you say, sit second in the group, having drawn with the Swiss and beaten Turkey 2-0 last time out. They have 4 points and would be very unlucky not to make it through to the round of 16 if they were to lose today. A point would 100% guarantee it, and I would be surprised if they don't try to defend this. As if they were silly enough to take the game to Italy, they surely would be picked off. The Swiss were beaten 3-0 easy by Italy, and yet Wales were very fortunate to get a draw against the Swiss. As far as Italy, as you said, after winning both games easy, they have already qualified for the round of 16. And as you said, that's they'll be looking to go for 30 games unbeaten, going back to 1939. If they won the final group game and make it 3-3, that will be only the second time in their history that they've done that at the group stages at a Euro Championship. A nice stat is that Italy have lost only two of their last 21 games v teams from the British Isles in 90 minutes. As far as the selection, it's a no-bet game for me, as I have zero idea if Italy will make changes, haven't qualified, and I'm not willing to risk it. And OK, their squad is full of quality, but it could affect the flow if they did. Plus, Wales need a point to guarantee progression. And the fact that draw would suit them both, because Italy would still finish top and Wales would finish second. And what happens in the other game wouldn't matter at all. So, not that I think that Italy will play for a draw, but if it do make changes, obviously it will affect the game in some way. So I'm happy just to watch well. In fact, I, as usual, I will do your trade, but I won't be doing anything of my own.
Okay, mate, that's fine. I'm fine, and the very valid reasons for not doing it. So that takes us on into the other game in that group, because they're playing the group games together, so that obviously the if they played them apart, the teams who hadn't played would have an advantage of seeing that. So like they do the Premier League, always kicking off at the same time. So Swiss kick off against Turkey. Turkey have been absolutely desperate. I mean, they were piss poor against Italy. And I don't want to take anything away from Wales, because Wales scored a couple of great goals and were by far the better side. But Turkey are piss poor, or have been. So I find this difficult, because I think they've got to be better just for some pride. But I'm not sure whether they're capable of any better. The Swiss are just being dire, really, to watch. You know, I've not really enjoyed either of the games they've played, other than watching Italy carve them to pieces. I don't know where their goals are going to come from. I just look at them and think, I don't get massively into patterns of play, but I just look at them and think, I don't even know what you're trying to do.
A bit like England.
Yeah. So, you know, they can still finish second in the group. If we went down the line that Italy are going to beat Wales, the Swiss can beat Turkey and can finish second, which obviously does guarantee them this spot. I do just keep thinking Turkey have to be better. But, you know, are they capable of it? Swiss are bland. I think this is going to be a dull shit game. So a bit like you with Italy, I've got nothing in this. I'm just going to let it play out and see where the Swiss finish. Do they finish second or do they finish third? Over to you.
Okay, I'll go Turkey first. Turkey have lost both the games so far, 3-0 to Italy and 2-0 v Wales, and as you've said, been poor in both. They still have an outside chance of a best third place finish if they can win today and get 3 points. If they were to lose again today, that would be their first time since 2010 that they've lost three in a row. Interesting to see that six of their last nine wins they've been leading at half time. As far as the Swiss, again, as you say, the Swiss come into it on 1 point, having lost to Italy 3-0 and drawing 1-1 with Wales in the game they should have won. They need the win here to have a decent chance of being one of the best third place group finishes on 4 points. Prior to the Italy defeat, they were unbeaten in seven, and sure won't be too disheartened after that, as Italy are a fantastic team. Of the seven unbeaten, there was five wins, and all those games saw them take the lead inside 25 minutes. The head-to-head shows they've only beaten Turkey two times in the last nine, but the last meeting was 13 years ago. In Euro 2008, which they co-hosted with Austria, and Turkey won 2-1 in the second group game. And in their last seven meetings, over 2.5 goals have landed in the five, and over 1.5 in all seven. I'm going for goals in the game. I'm actually going over 2.5 goals, and it's been getting backed Ever since, well, certainly for the last few days, I think, and I've watched it today as well. It just keeps getting backed. The exchange is 1.83 over 2.5 goals. Marathon Bet 1.79 if people want to use the bookmakers. Only 1.72 at Bet365. Sporting Index goes 2.8 to 3, and it's just an upward curve. Head-to-head, as I've already mentioned, shows goals when they meet before the last five is landed. And both have to win, and that hopefully makes for a good game. And I'm just hoping that we see a Turkey team prior to this tournament. I do think the Swiss in this tournament have been better than Turkey. But I'm hoping, as I said, that Turkey start to show the form in their that they showed in their three World Cup qualifiers in March. They had a 3-3 v Latvia. They won 3-0 v Norway and beat the Netherlands 4-2. They've shown not even close to that form from those three games. And the Swiss last 10 played competitive away. This has landed 6 and 10. Including friendlies, it's landed 7 times in 10. And with all to play for, I'm going to go for goals.
Right, OK. So, well, best of luck to you. I mean, you need Turkey to turn up. That's what you need, don't you? And, I mean, that's just it for me. I think they've got to be better. I just don't know whether they will be. That's the thing. They were so desperate, but we'll see what happens. And then we've got a bumper Monday, Sam. We have got a bumper Monday of four games to cover. Then we got the two on Tuesday, the old Scots, and I'm not even going to mention Armob. I might not even look at that game. Just let you get on with it. And then we round things up on Wednesday with the last four. So, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks to you as well.
And we'll be back. Good luck with these bets today, and good back. And we'll be back Monday morning to cover all four of the final group games in those ones. All right, mate. Take it easy, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
And you, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.